Chapter 136. A Dog's Mission 8, 2. Translator. Zia, Editor. Ellie. The whole day, Su had been at home, so he didn't have much chance to play games. He could only sleep and then, when Su was asleep, played a few more dungeons. Unfortunately, as a pregnant woman, Tuan Tuan felt very tired. If it weren't for the pills from the system, Su Yuyang felt like he wouldn't have been able to keep going. Thinking about how this situation would last for several more months, he felt quite helpless. Why does pregnancy take 10 months? Something seems off. Oh no, human pregnancy lasts 10 months, but dogs don't. They can give birth in just 3 months. No wonder I felt something was off, something wasn't quite right. Now that I think about it, I completely misunderstood my own body. Su Yuyang started counting the estimated due date on his fingers. Then he tragically realized that he had no idea when Tuan Tuan the little dog got pregnant. He only knew that it had been about a month. So, in a little over a month, she would be giving birth. In a little over a month, he would be a parent. A dog parent, this was his first time ever. He originally thought he could slowly improve his health, but now that plan had to be adjusted. Su Yuyang calculated his current points, made up his mind, and exchanged some more pills in the system store. He planned to take a little every day from now on. This was the only way to ensure that the birth would go smoothly. After all, they say that when women give birth, it's like walking through the gates of hell. A little female dog giving birth to puppies must be similar. Thinking about it this way, Su Yuyang couldn't sleep all night. In the end, he swapped souls with Tuan Tuan, and he immediately fell into a deep sleep. Indeed, the dog's world is simple and beautiful, full belly, by the owner's side. That's the greatest happiness. They don't worry about anything, anytime and anywhere. They can just lie down and sleep soundly, without the trouble of insomnia. It makes sense, really. For many things, thinking about them is useless. If it can be solved, do it now. If it can't, thinking more about it won't help. It's better to be like Tuan Tuan, sleep first, and deal with things when you wake up. Influenced by Tuan Tuan, Su Yuyang also fell asleep quickly. But Su didn't have the same peaceful night as the two of them. The next morning, she was woken up by a phone call. It was from the male classmate. Then Su went out, and when she came back, she didn't seem very happy, as if something had happened between her and the male classmate. Su Yuyang could roughly guess what had happened. It was probably because he had deleted the message yesterday, and Su didn't reply, plus the money he had repaid. Tuan Tuan, why do people change when they grow up? Or maybe I just never understood. But it doesn't matter. After all, we're just ordinary classmates, there's no need to take it to heart. Su hugged Su Yuyang, sighed, and then gently placed him in his bed. She went into the kitchen to prepare his nutritious lunch. Su Yuyang decided to take a good nap. This was the first time in his life he was being pampered, waking up to delicious food every day. He decided to enjoy it properly. By Monday, Su Yuyang immediately started grinding through dungeons to sell equipment. Knowing that she was about to give birth, Su Yuyang was determined to make more money to help fill Su's wallet. This way, if anything unexpected happened, she would be prepared. In this day and age, what doesn't cost money? Let alone taking care of a pet's medical bills, which are often more expensive than human healthcare. And since Su had been so good to him, he felt he needed to repay her. The most practical way was to give her money. Next week, he planned to stop using the computer. After all, radiation and such aren't good for the body, and who knows if it would affect the puppies? It was better to make money while he could, then focus on the birth. Su wasn't stingy either. With some money now, she bought a lot of things for the upcoming birth and even got a new birthing room for Tuan Tuan. She cleaned it thoroughly and disinfected it. Tuan Tuan, when you give birth to the puppies, you'll do it here. Afterward, I'll move the puppies to this new little house. She didn't care if Tuan Tuan understood, she just kept repeating it, hoping it would make sense to her. Now, Tuan Tuan's belly was getting bigger. When Su reached out to touch it, she could feel the little puppy's paws moving inside. Especially when Tuan Tuan would flip over and show her belly for Su to touch, she could clearly see the little puppy's paws stretching out, almost as if they were trying to touch her hand. This experience left Su amazed, and she was really looking forward to the puppy's birth. Time passed quickly, and before she knew it, it was Su's birthday. The male classmate brought over a cake, but Su had forgotten it was her birthday. She had just been focused on making a nutritious meal for Tuan Tuan and was preparing to write and save her articles for next week. Since he was already there, Su Su reluctantly agreed to go out for a meal with him. After dinner, the male classmate suggested taking her to the movies, saying that he had already bought the tickets earlier that day. "But it's already too late," Su Su said. It was already past 8 in the evening, and by the time the movie ended and she got home, it would be midnight. Su Su was a bit worried about Tuan Tuan. With such a big belly, Tuan Tuan could give birth at any moment. "It's okay, after the movie, I'll take you home. Nothing will happen. Tuan Tuan still has a few days before giving birth," the male classmate said, looking very experienced.